Welcome to Union City Radio for Thursday, June 4th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news update and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council.
There's deserts in our community, grocery deserts, there's banking deserts, militarized police forces, there's inadequate infrastructure, there's a racist criminal justice system, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd.
That's Terry Melvin, president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, at a town hall meeting last week.
All of these things have contributed to the rising death of blacks during the pandemic, and we cannot allow this to continue. We can't emerge from this quarantine the same way with the same racist operating rules that we had before. Institutionalized oppression has resulted in the deaths of thousands. If we don't act now, we risk the reality of things getting worse. So this is why at this moment, we need our voices more than ever. And this is why CBTU and our sibling constituency group are building new platforms and venues to amplify the voice of true essential workers.
Terry Melvin, president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, will be discussing this issue and taking your calls on your rights at work today at 1 o'clock here on WPFW 89.3 FM. In today's labor history, on this date in 1956, the AFL-CIO opened its new headquarters building in view of the White House. The House of Labor, as it's known in the labor movement, was hit by vandalism and fire during the protests on Sunday night. But as AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka said, the labor movement is not a building. We are a living collection of working people who will never stop fighting for economic, social, and racial justice. Today's labor quote is by Bonnie Castillo, a registered nurse who's the executive director of National Nurses United. Bonnie Castillo, who said, "We must acknowledge that it is the economic, political, legal, and corporate system that reinforces this crisis. We must push for the transformative changes that will protect the health and safety of everyone, protect our diversity, and protect our democracy." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You know, we could all use a little more cash right now. If you're buying a new home or selling your current one or both, earn $500 cash back for every $100,000 in home value when you use the Union Plus Real Estate Rewards Program. Get the details at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh, yeah, the union, will make us strong.
It will make us strong.